This time, the tears among pro-abortion rights advocates were of joy. Kansas voters provided their first victory since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned federal protections for abortions in June.
A coalition of voters across the political spectrum came together today and voted no. They voted no to protect their neighbors. They voted no on changing the Constitution and really, demonstrated our free state roots here in Kansas are alive and well.
Voters squashed a proposed amendment to the Kansas State Constitution that would have overturned a 2019 decision declaring access to abortion is a fundamental right.
If abortion rights are protected here in Kansas, and again, Republican-leaning state, I think that indicates that there is a big the states that have those trigger laws probably are out of step with what their electorate wants.
The Kansas decision will have a regional impact. The nearby states of Texas, Oklahoma, and Missouri now have bans on abortion, which means women will have to travel elsewhere to get one. It is unclear what the next move will be for abortion opponents in Kansas.
We have to rein in the Supreme Court's imposing their opinion and making up a constitutional right to abortion in our Constitution, which isn't there.
Voters across America will continue to weigh in at the state ballot box. In the next few months, people in California, Kentucky, and Vermont will decide if women should have access to an abortion in their state. Natasha Ganim, Al Jazeera.
Let's go live now to Washington, D.C. Al Jazeera's Mike Hanna is there for us. Mike, we've had that vote then in Kansas. What's Joe Biden doing?
Well, it is in a way a coincidence with that vote in Kansas that President Biden is going to be signing an executive order in coming hours. This is the second such order in recent weeks. Essentially, what it does is directs the health secretary to examine ways in which women safely can cross state borders for medical care, in particular for abortion. So it is more in terms of a directive rather than a direct order, asking the health secretary to investigate, report back to the president. But this is the White House stepping up its operations in the wake of the Supreme Court decision. And it's significant that the Kansas vote has now come because that gives added ammunition to President Biden's efforts. It must be noted, too, that in the past 24 hours, the Justice Department has signed suit against the state of Idaho because of their anti-abortion legislation. So there are a lot of moves among the administration in terms of dealing with the consequences of Roe v. Wade. It must be noted, too, that President Biden has also said that he might support the amendment of the filibuster measure in the Senate, which requires more than an absolute majority to pass legislation to get Congress to pass abortion legislation or freeing abortion legislation. This is President Biden's point all along, that ultimately he can issue executive orders, but in order for meaningful change to occur, in order for the Roe v. Wade status to be upheld, it's Congress that has got to make the change.
Al Jazeera's Mike Hanna reporting live there from Washington. Mike, many thanks indeed.